Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's take a look at Luke chapter 12 and look at a time when Jesus said no to someone. Luke chapter 12, beginning at verse 13, we read, "Then one from the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.' But he said to him, 'Man, who made me a judge or an arbiter over you?' And he said to them, 'Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.'" In this section of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus had just taught on our great value to God and on the importance of standing for him. During this teaching, a man interrupted to ask that Jesus take his side in a financial dispute. He asked Jesus to tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. According to the law and customs of that day, the elder brother received two-thirds of the inheritance, and the younger brother would receive one-third. This man did not ask Jesus to listen to both sides and make a righteous judgment. He asked Jesus to take sides with him and against his brother. He simply said, "Tell my brother to divide the inheritance." Now, obviously, the previous words of Jesus in this chapter about the need for full commitment and about God's care for us did not penetrate the man who asked the question's heart. He felt the need to fight for what was his, and he wanted Jesus to take up his cause. That's when Jesus gave an answer that is surprising to some people. In this case, the judge of all the world, that's how Jesus is described in John chapter 5, verse 22. The judge of all the world said, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" Jesus did not feel it was his responsibility to judge every matter and solve every problem. There were some disputes that he refused to become entangled in. Now, it wasn't that Jesus was unconcerned about justice. But Jesus also knew that this man's covetousness would do him more harm than not having his share of the inheritance. There are times when we may fight and fight for what is ours by right, and in the end, having what we fought for may do us more harm than if we had let go and let God take care of the situation. Jesus used this man's request to speak to him and to the crowd about the danger of covetousness. Perhaps the man's passionate request for Jesus to help him was motivated more by covetousness than by justice. Two covetous men trying to divide an inheritance will always fight. Two men who are free from covetousness would find it easy to peacefully resolve these matters. Covetousness is foolish because, as Jesus said, one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. When we live with the attitude that our life does consist in what we possess, we live in covetousness. And as Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 says, covetousness is idolatry. There are at least two helpful warnings in these verses. First, don't use a false concern for justice to cover a self-serving agenda. Jesus wants no part of that so-called justice. Second, remember that the key to abundant, joyful life is not found in having more things. It is found in Jesus and in the greater blessings that he gives.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.